All right. So we're talking about the Chick-fil-A drive-thru line.
No, we're not. That's, or maybe we can. I thought we were going to talk about my notice of failure to respond to my jury summons. I didn't know they actually passed those out.
Oh, so you want to talk about the earth and how wasteful the city is. They keep just wasting this paper that they mail to people that everyone just throws. It's like littering. Look, how could you send litter in the mail? That's got to be a felony. Can you just mail somebody trash?
Well, we usually get junk mail, so that's trash.
Oh, that's true. That's how you start fires. If you don't have kindling, you just take all your jury summonses and the coupons you aren't going to use. You ball them up, put them in the fireplace, and you put the wood on top. And then if you just try to burn the wood, it won't burn.
Look, man, I may or may not have gotten a jury summons before, but I have never in my life gotten a notice of failure to respond. Like, I didn't even know they actually had those things.
You get failure to appear for tickets.
Yeah, no, this is a notice of failure to respond to jury summons.
Why would they give you that?
Because
don't they know you threw the first one away?
I may or may not have received the first one.
Every one I've got, I've always thrown away. I don't understand why they keep sending them. I moved twice, and they send them anyway. It's a waste of paper.
You really want to do all this before you do your intro?
My intro?
To saying who you are?
What? My name's Will. This is Head Above Hypocrisy, and I believe in trees. Please stop killing them to send me these notices that just get sent to the trash.
Okay, I see what you're doing. You're not going to twist that on me. Yeah, no, I'm Marcus, and I believe in trees, too. And, I don't think we should be receiving jury summons. Or at least not, like, through the mail. Maybe electronically.
I mean, there's got to be a better way to harass citizens, right? Like, if it's going to get, it should just be an email or a phone call. Like, that way we can ignore it and it doesn't hurt the environment. But now that I really feel like I've killed at least 2.5 trees with the amount of summonses that I've thrown away.
Look, man, well, I'm going to read up on why jury duty is important. If you can drop the intro, maybe we can educate some people.
I'm going to go plant a tree is what I'm going to do. I feel bad now because I think I just threw one away last week. Like, I just had really, it's wasteful. What am I supposed, you want me to keep them and frame them? What am I supposed to do with them? I'm going to go plant a tree. This is ridiculous. I don't ever open. It just goes right in the trash. There's that. The credit cards that, you know, got like a $400 limit or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you've been pre-approved.
What is it? The lawn clipping advertisements. And yeah, then
the lawn clipping advertisements.
You don't get them all the time. Like, once a week, you'll get like just Jose's, you know, landscaping. It's like, it'll just be a card and they'll cut the grass. Then it's just, you know, Ralph's and all the.
Oh, they're
supermarket coupons.
Supermarket, yeah, yeah.
All the stuff you use for your fireplace. If you don't have a gas fireplace, you just you tear that stuff up. You put it at the bottom.
I think that's polluting of some sort. Anyways, a jury.
Fireplaces are pollution?
Perform.
And it's double. It's still the city's. If they didn't send me this paper, I wouldn't be able to start the fire because you can't just burn a piece of wood. It's just too hard.
That sounds like you tried before. Anyways, jurors perform a vital role in America's system of justice. Jury service is a high duty of citizenship. Jurors aid in the maintenance of law and order and uphold justice among their fellow citizens. Their greatest reward is the knowledge that they have discharged this duty faithfully, honorably, and well. And that's from the Handbook for Trial Jurors at U.S. District Court.
It's such an important job that they choose to pick the participants randomly and against their will.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be a jury of your peers. I mean, it probably doesn't help if people aren't happy to be there.
They can't find qualified, willing peers.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people that are really excited to be jurors.
Right. So then send them the piece of paper. They won't throw it away. Why do you send it to everyone?
Because it's everyone's civic duty to be a juror once. And apparently, if you don't, reply to the summons, you get another notice.
They just send more pollution. I don't understand.
Right, but they threaten to charge you a fine of $1,500.
Just throw that away too. Like, What? How? I don't understand. I think they just don't care about the environment is what I'm hearing. Think
you should keep throwing these away. How long have you been, like, not going to jury duty? Do you want to actually say it on the Reddit podcast?
Say what? That I throw away junk mail? Sure, yeah. I mean, I'd rather not, but you're not supposed to burn all of it, and I don't. Otherwise, I have children, man. They got toys and stuff. I can't just be keeping letters from people I don't know asking for things I don't want to do that I never signed up for. Nah, I never asked to be a juror, so I don't think you want me anyway. What I would like is for them to save some trees. And if you're going to, you know, that I get all kind of useless robocalls about student loans I never got and, you know, recalls for warranties on cars I don't own. Just add jury duty to the list. That way, all it costs me is, a program setting on my phone. So they go straight to voicemail. But, you know, I guess it costs bandwidth if they email. But it's better, that doesn't cost oxygen humans need to breathe. Right. They are actively killing trees to send out this paper that nobody reads. So I just think it's wasteful. We can do better.
Well, you could be right. I mean, most countries, according to the National Geographic Society, most countries do not use juries at all.
Well, that I don't know that that's the solution.
Sure? Don't just get rid of the jury?
No, because that's a dictatorship. They don't use juries because one person just decides.
Judge. You trust the judge to make the right decisions.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying we shouldn't have a jury. I'm just saying we should have a jury of people that actually want to be there.
Well, I mean, maybe it's just an outdated thing. It's something that was developed during the Middle Ages by England.
Well, if we're going on how outdated the policy is, then all of our government would need to be redone because we ain't redone that in hundreds of years. So I don't know that we can use freshness as a requirement.
Okay, fair enough. Well, juries are still commonly used today in Great Britain, the U.S., Canada, and wigs Australia.
When they do it, do they still wear the wigs, right? In Great Britain? I think they do.
What, in Parliament? Did they still wear wigs in Parliament?
They look like mops. They don't even look like hair. I don't even know why they wore those wigs. Maybe that's just, I don't know. They wanted to look like the guys on the money.
They say that wigs are so much a part of the British criminal courts that if a barrister doesn't wear a wig, it's seen as an insult to the court.
Interesting. Well, I think wigs like a hat, and if you wear a hat to America court, then you get held in contempt. I don't think you're allowed to wear hats, but they made that up for rappers, right? Because they always wear hats. I guess that and bald people.
I mean, there's
no, it's not. They protect the bald people because you can wear a toupee to court, but you can't wear a hat. Try to wear a Yankee fitted and watch how fast you get that yanked off your head. Anyway, I'm just saying, if he can wear his toupee, I should be able to wear my snapback.
Nah, that's fine.
It's all headwear.
Still circling back to the fact that you just throw away these juries.
What would you like for me to do with them?
I mean,
I can send them to you. I want me to forward them.
No, I don't want them.
Even your juries. And that costs money. It's stamp postage. I guess they're trying to keep the post office in business. That you got to pay for that postage. That's what it is.
Post office never go out of business.
Because they're sending out jury summonses. And DWP bills, that's it. It's the government is keeping the post office in business by paying for the postage for the bills that you don't pay.
Well, you know what? I would like to get someone to pay for this fine. If I knew that Pink was feeling generous, she just was recently feeling generous for the Norwegian women's handball team. Did you hear about that?
They summoned the whole handball team I guess they tried to get one jury and one summons. We just want the whole handball team. Okay, they didn't even give names or nothing. And Pink was like, nope, they need to play handball for America. So they can't go to jury duty. So
no, you know what? You're right.
I'll pay the fine.
Totally what? My fault. Totally happened? My fault. I buried the lead. So basically there was a Norwegian team, right? Handball team. They didn't want to wear bikini bottoms.
I feel like that should be a story in and of itself. Because when I played handball, it was an individual sport. You played against one person, no slices, no cherries. They got a team and they're wearing bikinis?
Right. Well,
they played different handball in Norway. That's not how we played.
They call it handball, but I believe they're a beach volleyball team.
it's like the soccer football thing. The rest of the world calls soccer football. Like, America's just wrong. I ain't never heard volleyball called handball before.
No, I do apologize. Looking at the photos, they literally do play handball. They are throwing the ball.
But how do you play that with a team? And where do you find a wall long enough? Like, remember, they had the handball court. I don't know if that's what they were for, but it was a wall.
Like a soccer goal, and they're like literally throwing the ball.
So this is a team and a sport that they made up, and they're upset with the uniforms, so they had to make up new ones
because
Pink helped design them.
Close, very close, my brother. The men get to wear shorts, regular, you know, outfit. The women had to wear bikini bottoms.
Men and women's team.
I feel like you're getting
for handball.
Yeah, it's during the Olympics. There's an Olympic team for everything. Isn't there like kind of the Olympic video games or something soon?
They're working with esports. I saw.
Okay, so like, yeah.
But it's not an Olympic sport.
This year.
Have you ever been on a skateboard? Have you fallen down a flight of stairs? Yeah, that's
a sport. Have you ever played handball?
Yeah, I never fell once.
Well, maybe you're not playing it with enough tenacity.
I was handball champion of my elementary school. Thank you very much. I played with all the tenacity it took to beat all the other kids at Windsor Hills Elementary. We can go play it right now if you want to.
We can
challenge handball acumen.
I have that for the Patreon.
Very capable. I don't know how to play with a team because I've never played on a handball team. It was an individual sport in my day, and I played in America. Maybe America handball is different. Maybe it's like American football.
Well, maybe you need to talk to Pink because you know this team was being fined because they didn't want to wear bikini bottoms. They wanted to wear regular shorts. They wore the shorts, but they were fined for each game where all of them wore the shorts. And Pink said, you know what? I'll pay for the fine.
For the handball team.
Yeah.
That's the team she chose to stick up for.
Yeah.
All the other teams and all the other sports that have issues, she managed to find the hand.
They got a fine, the team fine of 1,500 euros, which is about $1,768.
Each or the entire team? Because they could have, I mean, how many players are on the team? It might have been just $20 a person.
No, just the team altogether.
They didn't have 1,500 euros amongst the how many, 12 people on the handball team? I was told there'd be no math. That's like $30, $40 a person.
It's like there's 12 people plus the coach is 13.
So they couldn't do like a Shakey's night or a bake sale or something. They had to go out and get a pop artist to pay the fine. I wish I could do that for my parking tickets.
I think, you know,
hit up Mary J. Blige. Hey, Mary, I got these parking tickets here, and I think they're unfair.
Yeah, I got you.
And because pay for it. I was only parked there for 20 minutes. There was no other parking. I'd circled the block. I had the babies in the car. So I ran in. I got my pizza. I ran out. They ticketed me. Mary, you got the $78 for this parking ticket. At Mary J. Do you think she'll?
I don't think she'll help you out.
No.
I mean, you try.
Maybe Hov and B, they got Meek out of, no, was who they get out of jail? They got somebody out of jail.
I don't know, man. I mean, you never
maybe
know
they pay parking tickets. Or maybe I need a lesser celebrity duo. I don't know.
Well, these, like I said, the International Handball Federation, their rules
The what?
The International Handball Federation?
They got a federation for handball?
Yeah, they're doing it big time.
So maybe the elementary school wasn't sanctioned by the IHF.
They're stating that their female athletes must wear bikini bottoms.
Well, they even have a statement. And they require the women to wear bikini. See, I don't know if I think I like American handball better because we could play in whatever we wore to school that day.
And here's the precise uniform. And
are they using a regulation handball? The bright red ball that's like,
no, it's tiny smaller.
I don't even know how to describe the texture. It was like a rubber Brillo pad almost. Like it was rough, but smooth on some sides because they were never new, right? Because it's elementary school and all the elementary schools broke. But
female athletes must wear bikini bottoms and they must have a close fit. And cut on an upward angle towards the top of the leg.
Are you sure this isn't like a Spike TV event or something? This does not sound like an international federation or nothing. It sounds like a bunch of dirty old men.
Well, I mean, that's probably who made the rules. And then male players wear shorts.
Yeah, because who wants to see a bunch of dudes in bikinis playing handball? Like, I don't really want to see
women that want to see
guys any gender playing handball. I mean,
if you're in Brazil, that's what you wear on the
There's
beach.
No dunks. I guess if you get a really good slicey, I don't.
I think we're talking about two different things.
Do they have slicies in the international handball? Because I was really good at slicies. And then watermelons, right? I think he ran under the ball after it bounced off the wall. Is there even a wall? I don't think they're playing right. If they were playing proper with the right rules and the proper ball, then they could probably, they wouldn't have this uniform. Right. Well, they wouldn't have a uniform in the sand. There's no sand at elementary schools. That is a lawsuit waiting to happen. Have you ever seen elementary school kids? You can't give them sand. Be throwing it, eating it, doing all kind of stuff. No.
I feel like you're missing the point of the whole story.
What is the point is that they have a handball team in the first place?
No, they're actually the team lost. They lost against Spain.
So Pink backed a loser? Oh, did she bet that they'd win? Or she just paid the fine for fun? And then they lost?
I mean...
In their boy shorts?
They played the game in the boy shorts. They lost the game. They were fined.
Well, maybe they would have had more mobility in some bikini bottoms, right? Like the boy shorts, they're cut off at the hip. They're not tapered to be able to move laterally. Swiftly, so maybe the International Handball Federation had the women's lateral movement at heart. I don't know. I've never seen handball played in the sand. It was played on asphalt on the yard during recess and lunch. That is my familiarity with handball. And no one was wearing bikinis, because if you came to the fourth grade in a bikini, then among other things, you'd likely get sent home.
Most likely get sent home.
So I don't know how the Federation came up with their dress code or their rules or why it's played in sand, how there is a team. I'm very confused.
Speaking of rules.
But apparently, what is the point? Why am I, what am I missing here? What am I, you said I'm not focusing on the right thing.
I don't know. Speaking of rules.
Yes, there's always rules.
Did you see that TikTok viral video or photo that went around?
Of the rules? Which rules for what?
I don't know if it's real or not.
Does TikTok have rules?
People are trying to figure it out, but it's an interracial couple where one dressed up as a slave.
What? Okay, so are we talking about TikTok's rules on disturbing imagery? And how, what,
or society?
They should have
rules.
Taken the video down because it's offensive to black people.
What? Okay, how, so
what rules? The rules that your wedding photos should, by definition, not be offensive to an entire group.
Yeah,
of
that's
people.
What I'm saying. Like, yeah, like
go with a beach theme or go with candy canes and anything but slavery.
So, is it the fact that it's promoted, or is it the fact that it's like, you know? Because it's probably still happening as we speak. Like, right now, as we're recording this episode, someone's
they're
planning
still
this type of wedding.
Taking slave pictures now?
I imagine it's like...
How long is the photo shoot?
Not the same people. I mean, like, different couples. I don't think this is the only...
You think someone else would do that?
Yes!
Copycats. Why?
I don't even think this is the first.
No, well, I mean, it's the first slave. There was one. They did a cotton-picking photo shoot, I think. This couple, or interracial couple, obviously. I guess we just had two white people picking cotton. It'd be ironic. But it was an interracial couple, and it was just as irritating. It's for attention, right? Like, we live in a headline.
What makes
like,
it more offensive? Is it because it's a black man? Or would it be, like, okay if it was the other way around? Or less, like, you know what I mean? If it was the other way around.
If it was a white man having a black woman pick cotton, there's no... gender juxtaphication that would make slavery is bad. Cotton picking themed photographs in general are bad. Couple, interracial, two buddies, pen pals. There's no positive way that you can take a slavery and or cotton picking themed photo shoot. It doesn't matter if it's the man, woman, child. Doesn't matter who's black and who's white. If there's a black person and a white person and the black person is picking cotton, it's bad. It will likely be offensive to black people and probably some white people and, you know, lots of other people that are offended by slavery. I can't think of a reason other than you know, this to get a bunch of attention, have people talk about it. There's no other reason to do it other than it's like running down the field naked at a baseball game. Like, why you don't
you're
do
just
that
doing it extremely for
attention. The cause. You don't do it for, like, you know, the sticker across your boobs or whatever it is. You do it, you know, because you want the attention. You want everybody looking at you. So that's the only reason that you would do something like that. There is no, you know, value. There's no deep meaning. You miss me with that. You can't. It's bad. It's in bad taste.
Period. I just want to touch
some things are just bad. It is cotton picking and slavery themed photos are like the black licorice of imagery. Some things are just, you know, universally disgusting. And this would be one
of
them.
And this would be one of them.
Yeah. You don't do slavery stuff. You don't do Holocaust themed stuff.
That wouldn't have been,
you don't do internment camp. Let's do a photo shoot and an internment camp, right? We'll get the whole family. We won't eat for a few weeks. We'll get real thin. It'll be real cute. Like that. Nah, don't nobody do nothing like that. That's just bad. It's wrong. It's, you know, it's offensive. It's disgusting. Whatever negative adjective you want to use, go ahead, fill in the blank. But there's no positive spin. There's no deeper meaning. There's no, well, I was just trying to say, you know, society is still using cotton. So we did not. No, it's, use your words. There's a better way to do it. it sucks. I don't know why they did that.
No, I have no idea. I don't know if it's real. And I, like you said, I think it's just for attention too. But if it is real, I hope they get all the jury summons in the world.
Oh my god! I wish far worse things than jury summons on people.
I don't know, man. Jury summons is pretty bad.
You wish that they get bombarded with occasional litter in the mail.
Well, I mean, they have to attend the jury. Yeah.
No, you don't have to do anything.
You
don't even have to throw it away. That I take it upon myself to try to, you know, unlitter my house. But no, I'll put it in the blue bin. You know, when I can. But yeah, it doesn't require you to do anything. I've never even read one. I haven't. I don't know what's inside. It could be lottery winnings for all I know. I don't know. It could be that I am, you know what? It might be one of those notices to let me know that I'm like a prince in Nigeria. And
you got to take those serious sometimes.
I mean, it looks like it looks about that authentic to me. It looks like somebody from Nigeria asking me to wire them. Somebody like, nah.
Have you ever tried?
To wire people in Nigeria? Why would I try to do that? I don't have money for myself. I don't have it. Definitely don't have any for Nigerian strangers. That's crazy. No, I don't know.
It's not crazier than their wedding photos.
No.
They're bringing it all full circus, man.
I would much rather donate to a Nigerian stranger than to view anybody's wedding photos that are slavery themed. I don't understand. And then, you know what? There is a party to blame that I don't think we are thinking of or is going unnoticed, and that is the photographer themselves. If there was an actual photographer, there are some things that you should just, you know, you can't put a price on, right?
Photographer integrity is trying to make a living.
Yeah, and there are other things that they can photograph outside of slavery.
If this person, hold on. If this person came up to them and was like, this is what we want, you know, the photographer, if they have no prime,
if you are so hard up for photography work that you got to take slavery photo gigs, then maybe you're not good at photography and you should do something else with your life. Right. That is where you should draw the line. Period. There's no excuse. Well, I haven't. No. Then go. McDonald's is hiring. UPS is taking applications. They're building Amazon warehouses all over the freaking place. There are jobs you can do that are less offensive to people. That no, I don't care what starving an artist you are. Maybe you're not good at it. And that is why the only people that will allow you to take their picture are insane people that want to pretend to be slaves. Maybe that's why that's the only work you can get, because it's not the job you're supposed to be doing. But nah, I don't care how starving you are. I'm not, you know, they're not 100% to blame, obviously, right. But they get like 15-20%. Because if they'd have said no, we would have never seen it. Or it'd have been like, you know, a blurry, poorly angled cell phone selfie of slavery. And like, they may not even post it. A lot of these angles are bad. Can't see the chains right. Or like the cotton's not in the right light. It looks like tumbleweed, whatever, right? And, you know, maybe if they can't get the angles, we don't have to sit through this visually, but no, you know, such and such photography and things had to take the gig, and now the whole world's seen it, and I'm annoyed about it and discussing it with you.
But I'm sorry.
So they take some blame, not all, and less than half.
Yeah,
but they participated, right? Like the getaway driver goes to jail too. Maybe they get out, whereas people that rob the bank don't, or whatever, you know, the murderer doesn't. But if you drove the getaway car, you half guilty, right? You could have just not drove nowhere, and then they get caught immediately. It's partially your fault. They were the getaway driver. They drove this bad idea to the internet. That's their fault. If they didn't drive the car, it wouldn't have made it there. They wouldn't have got out the bank with this terrible idea. But they robbed a bank dressed as slaves, and now they got away.
Well, you know,
thanks to the photographer.
I know a great terrible idea that's been going 5 seasons strong. If someone would like to reach out and expand more about that idea and hear more about
it. Yeah, no, don't at me. I don't want to hear about No, I am Will. This is headabovehypocrisy.com at headabovehypocrisy on Instagram. Miss me with all the reasons why slavery photography is important. Because I'm going to just tell you right now, you're wrong and I don't want to talk about it. I'm not giving you examples. I'm not explaining myself. Now, the reason that that's bad is the same reason you don't sacrifice babies. It's the same reason you don't set churches on fire. There's some things that we just don't do. You don't push old ladies down. You know, you don't play tricks on blind people. You don't dress up as a slave like that for your wedding. Miss me with that. No, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to discuss it. If you want to be told why you're wrong in, you know, in multiple ways, then yeah, maybe hit me up. But not if you're trying to have a discussion about it, because there's nothing to discuss. You're just wrong and haven't realized it yet. But I will still be here when you do. And I would love to have you as a listener once you've regained your sanity. But until then, you probably won't enjoy the show anyway. So, no. But if you know, at Head Above Hypocrisy, that is where I'm at. You know, not dressed as a slave or picking cotton, because, you know, I know better. I should do a photo shoot. No, I shouldn't. Beating up the photographer that took the picture of the idiots dressed as slaves. That'd right, be just hilarious. Have you in the background do it. Just him, you know, in the bushes, them dressed as slaves, and me holding the boom mic about to behind just him. Smack them upside.
I mean, you can always do that and just release it.
No, because then I would get a summons that I had to attend. That's a different kind of summons. Those you can't just throw away, because they usually hand those to you in person. And the people that hand them to you are armed. So, yeah. No, you know what? You just keep your bad ideas to yourself. And I will be here once you regain your sanity. Head above hypocrisy. Just, you know, holding on to logic for dear life. Representing for those using their brains. So not a lot of them. Where we are far and few between. We got people out here taking cotton picking pictures. Well, I think that's enough of that. If you've learned nothing else, don't dress up like a slave. And if you're going to pick cotton, don't photograph yourself doing it. Maybe. I don't know. There's better things to do with your time. There are better things to photograph. You could listen to the show, for example, right? That's what you could do. Don't take any pictures. Just sit in a room and listen, and I will give you better things to do with your time. I am making that commitment to you people that want to dress up as slaves. I will help you find better things to do with you. There's long division. There's word problems. I'm sure there's some chores to do. I'd rather you can get a root canal. Everybody's probably got some dental work they need to do. There's pretty much anything is better than dressing up as a slave. I can't think of something worse, really. Next time on Head Above Hypocrisy, I will think of something worse. I'll try. I probably won't, though. Yeah, no, I won't.